Portland's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 718. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. You want to play along? We'll start with your clues, JP, and then you guys can get yes or no questions in at 955-WBAB.
I have a white guy that you know from the headlines. All right?
Was he from, like, the headlines, like, early in the 1900s?
No.
So it wasn't like Captain of Titanic or anything like that? That was just the news recently?
No.
I thought I had you.
No.
All right.
The Captain of Titanic was an American guy?
No, I don't know. No. Oh, you said American guy?
Yeah.
Oh, white American guy?
Welcome to the show.
You know from the headlines. I said a white guy you know from the headlines.
Right. Yeah, all that stuff.
American.
Yes.
All right, 955-WBAB. So was he on the headlines in the TV era?
Yes.
All right. Get to your questions. See if we can figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. Coming next, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 722, partly sunny and 85 today. We're just starting off the game called Dead Guy in the Envelope. JP has the name of the celebrity on a piece of paper in the envelope. We got to figure out who it is.
I tell you, he's a white American guy that you know from the headlines. Hmm. Ted Lidner, go ahead, buddy.
Was he involved in a financial scandal?
No.
All right. Good. And we know, by the way, the headlines were also in the TV era, so it's not like it's from forever ago.
Correct.
So at least TV's less 60, 70 years, whatever.
Right.
Hi, BAB, go ahead.
Was his death a murder?
Yes.
Was he killed by the police?
No.
Hi, BAB, dead guy.
Hi, is it the guy that played Mr. Belvedere?
Is this really happening? Is this Marty Moose? No, it was not.
Oh. Oh,
man.
Hi, BAB, dead guy.
Yeah, is it Bruce Jenner?
It is not. No.
Oh. That's what,
Bruce Jenner. He's not around anymore, is he?
Oh,
okay. No, but whatever.
Again, he's a white American guy that you know from the headlines. Okay, he was, yes, he was murdered, but he wasn't killed by the police.
Was he a gangster?
He was not a gangster. No.
Right.
He wasn't a financial, it wasn't some sort of financial scandal that you know from the headlines.
955-WBAB. More of your yes or no questions next as you try to make your way to figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is.
I love when we play this game and the usual blank stare on Ted's face becomes a little bit blanker.
Was he killed while in jail?
No.
Good question. But no. BAB, Roger and JP, 727, partly sunny, 85 today. All right, dead guy in the envelope. JP's got the dead guy. We're trying to figure out who this well-known name is. His name is on a paper in the envelope.
He is a white guy. He is an American guy. You know him from the headlines. He's during the TV era. Raj thought maybe he was old school, like history books. No.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, was he an actor?
No.
Did we know him for anything else besides the headline?
No.
Oh, I know. Also, the other thing he said was he was murdered.
He was murdered. He wasn't part of, like, a financial scandal or anything like that. That wasn't the headlines.
All right. White American guy. All right, 955-WBAB. More of your calls next for Dead Guy in the Envelope. It's 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 734, dead guy in the envelope. JP's got him. We're trying to figure out who this celebrity is who's on the paper in the envelope. Our clues so far.
Dead white American guy you know from the headlines. He was not involved with the mob. He was not involved with a financial scam.
But he was murdered.
He was murdered. And that's what you got.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go right ahead.
Hey, was he murdered in California?
No.
I'm Ron Goldman then.
No, and I'll say this. I'll give you guys, I guess maybe this is a little bit of a hint. His death was really the only headline you know him from.
Was he an assassin?
Cool. No.
All right. So he's not a guy who killed a president or anything. All right, 955-WBAB. More of your calls next. See if you guys can get close to the dead guy in the envelope.
No, because people are asking me about Lee Harvey. It's not Lee Harvey Oswald either.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, with Roger and JP. An instant Guns N' Roses double shot. Yesterday. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 738, partly sunny, 85 degrees today. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. We're trying to figure out who this guy was whose death made him famous.
Yeah, and I'll give you a big hint in a little while.
White American guy.
Right. White American guy, you know, from the headlines, he was murdered. But he didn't murder anybody. He's not a, like, wasn't involved with some sort of financial scandal and that kind of stuff.
He wasn't an assassin.
Modern day. It's all not right. From like the 1800s or anything like that.
All right, a lot of people with questions. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Was he a rabble rouser of some type?
No.
Hi, dead guy. You're on.
Hey, listen. Was this guy in the headlines for doing something bad, killing someone?
No. He's in the news. He was in the headlines because of the way he died.
Oh, he was in the headlines for the way he died.
Yes.
He wasn't in the headlines first. Then he died.
No.
Hi, BAB.
Was he a fashion designer?
No.
Hi, dead guy, you're on.
Hey, what's up? You said he was murdered. Was he also a murderer?
No.
Hi, BAB, dead guy, go.
Yes, is it Gary Gilmore?
No.
Hi, dead guy, you're on.
Yeah, is it Bob Crane?
It is not Bob Crane, no.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Here is a...
You made it clear. We don't know him for anything else except his... He was in the headlines for his death.
Here is a little... Right, yes. And people... Some people... Most people, a lot of people. There have been, I'll give you this one. There have been songs written about him.
Oh.
At least one that I know of, I believe two.
Wow. Okay, 955-WBAB, we'll take that hint and go with it. Dead guy in the envelope, more of your questions coming next. As you try to figure it out, 739. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Love it.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 748, JP's got the dead guy, and he's got us so far.
I do. I just gave you a good hit, though. There was a song written about him, at least one that I know of, that we played on BAB.
Hmm.
He's a rock song. Dead guy, he known for, he's from the headlines, but you know him because of the way he died.
Right.
He was not a murderer.
It.
Right.
Nothing else before that.
Nah, he's a good guy.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, was he ever held hostage?
Really?
Technically, I mean, I guess you could consider it maybe he was hostage before he died. What do you think?
How about Daniel Pearl?
No.
Oh,
no.
I see where you're going with that.
No,
okay.
No.
Leon Klinghoffer.
No.
Thought I nailed it. All right, 955-WBAB.
He's got a catchphrase, and that catchphrase was turned into a song title.
Hmm. All right, good luck, you guys. 955-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
Alone.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It is 7:53. It's partly sunny and 85 today. All right, we got a lot of people on hold who think they're going to get close to your dead guy in the envelope now.
I gave you a big clue. Just
I guess so.
Yeah. He's known for, when he died, he uttered a catchphrase that was turned into a song by a rock artist.
Hmm. All right. 955 WBAB.
People consider him a hero.
And we didn't know anything about this guy until he died.
Correct.
All right. Good morning. Go ahead.
Is it the guy who took over the cabin in the 9/11 disaster and used the phrase, "What's wrong"?
You're going to have to be a little bit more specific than that, Holmes.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, no. He's so close.
That's who it is. Damn. I'll give it up.
Sorry.
Here's what it is. I'll put you on hold for a minute. If nobody gets it, I'll come back to you, give you another shot, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Hold on.
Hi, BAB dead guy.
Todd Beamer.
Todd Beamer is the Let's Roll. He was the guy on United Flight 93 who decided he wasn't just going to be killed by the terrorists. And he was going to him and a bunch of other passengers. He said the phrase, "Let's Roll," and they went after him. And then,
they brought the plane down so they couldn't fly it like into D.C.
Into buildings and stuff like that, right.
Freaking brave right there.
He's a hero, man. A lot of people called him a hero. Neil Young wrote a song called "Let's Roll." Todd Beamer is indeed the correct answer. Congratulations. Hold on. You win.
Yeah, you're getting a pair of tickets to see Artie Lang October 10th at the Space at Westbury. Oh, nice. Very cool. Hold on. All right. Todd Beamer, the dead guy in the envelope. Very famous. I mean, I think this thing's going to be, in 100 years, it'll be a legend of American history. I really do.
All right.
It's like that kind of story that people will never forget.
You think he's in the history books now?
I would sure hope so. If 9/11's in there, I'd hope his name's in there.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 7:55. Thanks for playing along with Dead Guy in the Envelope. Right now, let's get to the roads, and here's Ted.
And we'll start with the Long Island Railroad. They're experiencing westbound delays of up to...